Welcome, everybody, to the health show that knows Health Talk Radio, brought to you by the Alaska Center for Natural Medicine, only on KFAR 660 AM, broadcasting to Fairbanks and beyond. So sit back, relax, and prevent a heart attack. Here's your host, Dr. Scott Looper, your guide to better health.
Good afternoon, Fairbanks. Welcome to Health Talk. My name is Dr. Scott Looper. I'm your host today as we talk about health, how to get it, and how to keep it. Today with us is Corliss Taylor and Ronnie Stevenson. Corliss is the manager for the education department at the Foundation Health Partners, otherwise known as the hospital, FMH. Ronnie is a cancer clinical trials coordinator, otherwise at the cancer treatment center, otherwise known as the research nurse.
Yeah,
to translate all this.
It's a little shorter.
Corliss and Ronnie, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you guys are here. So what really prompted you guys being on the show today, though you have interesting jobs, what you both do really adds a lot to the community. But what brought you to the show today is an event that's coming up soon. I want you to tell me about the event. Corliss, why don't you tell us about it?
Sure. So June 2nd, the first Sunday in June, is National Cancer Survivorship Day. And so this year we decided to jump in and participate in this national event by having our own Cancer Survivorship Day. And so we're doing it on Friday, May 31st from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And it will be an opportunity for us to celebrate our cancer survivors in our community, but our survivors and their families. You know, once people have cancer and they've gone through this long ordeal of treatment and working on getting healthy, now they're post-treatment and
it's time to party.
And so what we want to do is just celebrate that it's more than just about surviving, it's about living well. And so we're going to have lots of opportunities for people to move on to that next phase and living well. So we're going to have a number of
exotic dancers.
We're going to have yoga if we want to count that. Right. But no, we're going to have some educational, informational kinds of things, but as well as some doing things. So there'll be yoga classes in that evening time frame. We're going to have two yoga classes. We're going to have a watercolor class. We're going to have an opportunity for people to make a journal. So actually bind a book with blank pages that they could keep notes in, maybe keep track of their health. We're going to have lots of door prizes. We're going to have a pin that we will give our survivors, a lapel pin. And then we're also going to be giving away flower seeds, because the theme of our event is blossoming with hope. And I've made a quilt that we're going to also give away as part of a door prize. We have some peony bulbs, since we're looking at spring, and June 1st is right around the corner when we're allowed really to plant flowers, right?
I don't think so.
Outside? Well, I don't know. This year might.
I think it's early. Used to be June 1st.
It used to be June 1st.
I think we're a solid week early.
Yeah. But, you know, people will be able to get some bulbs to plant them on June 1st or sometime thereafter. So it should be a fun event with lots of, as I said, lots of educational things, again, to support our survivors in that next step, that next phase, which is living well. And, yeah, having a party.
So, Corliss, this is at the hospital.
This is at the hospital. We'll be people will enter in through the Cancer Treatment Center, but we're going to use the first floor of a number of areas in the Cancer Treatment Center and at the Surgery Center because we're going to have lots of activities. There'll be food. We're going to have
May 31st, right?
May 31st, 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. It sounds like a great time.
Yes.
Do you have to be a cancer survivor?
No, you don't. Again, we are celebrating our survivors, their family members, their caregivers. And, you know, I have a number of friends, as we all probably have friends who have had cancer that we've helped support along the journey. So, again, it's open to anybody who really wants to come and find out more and maybe take a yoga class, learn to do a little watercolor. Yeah, it should be fun.
Excellent.
And celebrate with everybody, that with the whole group.
Very good. So, Corliss, you're the one who's putting this on, coordinating it, setting it up, contacting people.
Yes.
So you're the one really in charge.
Yes, yes. And so if people want more information, they can call me at the Education Department, 458-5580. Or if they have a suggestion about something that they would like to see there, or if there's somebody out there that says, yeah, I want to come party and celebrate, and I have this great way to be able to help people to celebrate, give me a call.
Cool. Excellent. And Ronnie, what's your part in this?
I'm her gopher, I guess. Yeah,
trusty assistant, as I think how they say it. Whatever she says, right?
No, it's been great collaborating with her, because we can bounce ideas back and forth, and it keeps us both very focused on the true intent to this, you know, this event, and other events that we've done over the years.
The true intent. It sounds like the true intent is to have a good time.
It is a good time, but it's also about just getting whole again, you know, and celebrating that, and just resurfacing and renewing.
Yeah, so what happens to cancer treatment is, of course, it's all-encompassing. I mean, when your life's on the line, that has a tendency to sharpen your attention, right? To bring that focus to it.
Right. And, you know, this isn't necessarily about cancer, but yesterday I was reading an editorial by our State Attorney General, who talked about having a heart attack on the flight to Seattle. And, you know, so he talked about that experience and just how he was initially kind of thinking, I think I'm having a heart attack, because he had all the symptoms, the sweating, the nausea, the heartburn, the pain in his chest radiating down through his shoulders and arms. But he didn't want to push the flight attendant call button. Because he said that he was a little bit embarrassed about doing that. And then so he got up, splashed water on his face, went back and sat down and thought, no, this is really happening. So he did push the button. But the moral of that article he was pointing out was, one, you shouldn't be afraid to be embarrassed by something like that, because you need to advocate and save your own life,
yeah,
you know, and act to save your own life. But then the last thing he said was that, you know, it helps you, it makes you really appreciate your life and your family and your friends. And so he was kind of just telling people, pay attention to your health, pay attention to the signals that your body is giving you, pay attention to your family, your friends, and just enjoy what you have with your life.
So one of the things that I do in my practice, I treat cancer. I do a lot of cancer treatment, but I don't actually put people on chemo. That's what you guys do. You do it at the cancer center. What I do is I try my best to keep people healthy,
right,
so that they can finish their chemo. I mean, it turns out chemo works better if you can do it all,
right,
instead of just doing part.
Right.
So it turns out that there's things you could do that are common sense to stay healthy. You know, if you can eat well and you exercise and you do those kinds of things, get a good night's sleep. But there are other things that are not so obvious that people need to do to stay healthy, which is to have things to look forward to.
Right.
To have milestones as you go through this process. To have something that you get a chance to celebrate and renew and feel that hope come up. You know, it's not that you have to have a good attitude through cancer. People a lot of times think you need to have a good attitude through cancer. No, you can have a bad attitude. You just need to be engaged.
You need to be engaged.
That's what you need. More than anything, pay attention and engage, right? And then chances are better for you to come through it whole and, you know, and healthy, at least as much as you can be.
Right.
As opposed to disengaged.
Yes.
And, you know, just not
and
paying attention.
And a non-participant in your health and the treatment that's being given to you.
So I love it that you guys are taking a stand here to have people come in, lean in, have fun, engage in things that are healthy and creative. You get to bind a book. That's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, you don't do that every day.
No.
You get to do watercolors and paint. You get to get up and move your body. Turns out that is one of the most powerful things you can do to stay healthy while you're going through chemotherapy, because it turns out it's one of the most powerful things you can do to stay healthy, period.
Plus,
you know,
and this is an opportunity. One of the reasons why we're doing this is because you think about, like, gosh, I'd really like to try yoga, but I'm going to be in that class and everybody's going to know what they're doing and I won't know what I'm doing. This is an opportunity for people to just kind of test it out. The other thing is that you think, yeah, I can't move my body into that pretzel shape. And so people think that perhaps yoga might be a little bit too difficult for them. But the person that we're having to come do this is very much about very gentle and beginning and doing, and she calls it shapes, putting your body in the shapes that are comfortable for you. And so I've actually done a little bit of this with her, and it's like, I can do that. Okay, I can do that.
I can't touch the floor, but I can touch my knees.
Yes. And it's okay.
That's right.
And that's okay, because just like you said,
you're breathing.
And you're moving. It's about moving and, you know, becoming more flexible than what you already are. Not that you have to be able to stand on your head or do any of those exotic
things.
Put
your toe in your ear.
Right. But there are some shapes that we can all do, and this is what this yoga class is focused on. So it gives an opportunity for people to go, okay, I can go and I can try 15 minutes of this to see. And it's like, yeah, these are some things I can do at home on my own.
Excellent. And so let's time for a break. Let's take a break right now. We'll be back with more Health Talk here in a moment.
Don't you dare touch that dial. More Health Talk will be back in a moment. Can you imagine some of the weird questions a doctor receives? Here are some examples that we've gotten. Is there a pill so I can have a girl? I want to find out about my son's yin and yang. I'm allergic to cats. I'm getting a cat. Can I get a vaccination for that? Unfortunately, we can't answer all of your questions, but we can sure answer most of them. So give us your best shot and submit your inquiries to acnm.marketing@gmail.com or send them to our Facebook page. The best questions get answered by Dr. Scott Looper right here on Health Talk Radio. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Welcome back to the conversation here on Health Talk Radio, presented by the Alaska Center for Natural Medicine. Here's your host, Dr. Scott Looper.
Welcome back to Health Talk. Corliss Taylor and Ronnie Stevenson are our guests today. And we're talking about an event that they're putting on at the hospital, basically a celebration of life and hope for cancer survivors and the families of cancer survivors. And honestly, anybody whose lives are touched by cancer, really. So let me mention again when it is. It's
May 31st, which is a Friday evening from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay, so this is an event, and I appreciate you guys coming on, but it's only one event of many events that you guys do. You do all kinds of stuff. Let's take a moment and talk about some of the other events that you have done that were particularly interesting, or events that are coming up even for that matter, other than one we're talking about.
Right. So for the last 4 or 5 years, we've offered a health education series called Empower Your Health. And again, it's about focusing and providing education to individuals about how to take better care of yourself and the opportunities that we have in this community for people to be able to do that. And so we've had a number of speakers, both some local people, people that we've brought from the Lower 48, from MD Anderson and other facilities, Anchorage, Lower 48. And so one that we just recently had in April was the Baby Expo. And it's an opportunity for pregnant parents and parents of toddlers to come and learn about taking care of said toddler or taking care of yourself during your pregnancy and just kind of laying out those plans for what to do when that baby's born. So a lot of the people that attend that are first-time parents. This was the fourth year, I think, that we've done Baby Expo. And I think the thing that is so gratifying is when people leave, the thing that they say to me, to us, when they're going out the door is, oh, my gosh, I just learned so much. Or somebody said, now I have to go home and read all this stuff that I picked up. But it's information about car seats. If you're a first-time parent, you know, you get this giant box that has a seat in it, and somehow you need to figure out how to get it in your car and then how to get your baby into the seat.
Boy, there's a lot of straps in those.
There's a lot of straps to do it safely because the statistics show, and it bears out to be true here in Fairbanks, that 80% of car seats are installed incorrectly in motor vehicles. And so we have a program. We did it.
So it's basically designed as a capsule that you put your little baby in, and then if and when you crash, it flings and flies around the inside of the car, right? And they're okay anyways.
No, not exactly. That little capsule is so protective. There is so much science and engineering that goes into that car seat. You know, you look at this and you think, well, this is just a little plastic thing. That plastic is energy absorbing plastic. The covering on the seat is made with energy absorbing materials and foam that's part of that. There are reinforced steel. It's just like your vehicle. You know, you see the outside of your car, but there are reinforced steel beams along the side of your vehicle for side impact protection. You know, your head restraint is protect your head from having whiplash or neck injuries in a car crash. So it's the same with the car seat. There are integral components of that seat and those straps. Those straps are made out of the same material that the seat belt in the vehicle is made of. So it's made to absorb the energy that happens during the crash. So when a crash happens, you know, the vehicle is hitting a stationary, either another vehicle or some stationary object. And I guess the physics of that is when you talk about how much force is exerted on the body in a crash, it is weight times speed. So whatever your body weight is, multiplied times the speed of the vehicle. So if you're going 30 miles an hour and you weigh 100 pounds, that's 300 pounds of force. Wait, 3,000 pounds of, I got to do my math here quick in my head. 3,000 pounds of force that's exerted on your body in that crash.
So I'm,
I weigh more than 100
pounds.
I'm curious
what the substance that they put into the plastic and those straps is that induces sleep in toddlers.
I think
as soon as you strap them in, you start driving around, bam, they're down,
the
right?
Motion. It's the motion. You're right. I actually did that with my daughter. You know, she would get so upset, and we need to go for a ride, and I'd stick her in the car seat and put her in the car, and you drive around the block a couple of times to calm them down. It's the motion. For that, it's the motion.
it's not the chemicals they put in.
No.
Dang, I thought I'd figured it out.
Yeah. So anyway, so we had a lot of information about car seats. There was just so much stuff about feeding, breastfeeding, lactation,
So basically everything you need.
Everything you
to
need.
To own and operate a baby.
Own and operate a baby. How to childproof your home.
So we have this little, well, I have a three-year-old right now, and we have this little magnetic locking device that you put on the inside.
Right.
And then your cabinets won't open. Put it inside right. of the cabinets, right? The cabinets won't open, but you have to use this little magnet thing, and you put it against it, and it pulls the little lever down, and then you can open the cabinet. It's right. brilliant. Unless you take that little magnet and you leave it inside the cabinet.
Yeah.
Which happened recently.
Then you're having to break into your own cabinet.
Good news is that they sell powerful magnets. You can pick them up at Home Depot and Lowe's and then bring them home and get the other magnet out. We have two of them now.
So as long as you keep those magnets away from your kid. Yes. So anyway, so there was just lots of information for parents to learn about.
And this is just the tip of the iceberg.
That's
You've
just
done
the tip
so
of the
much.
Iceberg.
You've had people come you up know, and talk we, about cancer,
right.
diabetes, all different kinds
We've
of
had
stuff.
Dr. Ahmed talk about diabetes. We had the dietitians there. We actually, I think probably, well, they're all really good. I probably shouldn't say what's my favorite, but ones that I've had the most fun at, if you can have fun. Well, yes, you should be having fun when you're learning about your health, is when we had a dietitian come and talk about food and healthy eating. And but we just, you know, we hear all that stuff all the time. So we decided to take it one step further. And so we always talk about eating healthy snacks and making healthy meals and nutritious meals. So we decided to have actual samples of food there. So we and then had recipes for those. So, for example, we talked about having a healthy nutritionist breakfast. So we had oatmeal that we had doctored up with pumpkin and nuts and dried fruit so that people could actually sample that.
So good food can actually taste good, right?
Yes, yes.
There's proof. Here, eat this. So,
did you know that you could take garbanzo beans and put spices on them and then bake them in the oven and they come out as a snack, as a little nut
yeah.
snack?
Yeah.
And so we did that and we had samples of that and recipes. We talked about hydration. Yes.
Excellent. So, Corliss, I'm getting the impression like the hospital actually cares about health and they're trying to teach people how to live
We're
healthy.
Trying to keep, yes, because we want to keep people out of the hospital. We don't want you to be in the hospital.
Plenty of business, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and take our last break. We'll be back with more Health Talk here in a moment.
Don't you dare touch that dial. More Health Talk will be back in a moment. Do you get headaches? Do you have pain? Well, look no further than licensed acupuncturist Matt Preeby. Matt is new to the Alaska Center for Natural Medicine and looking to fill up his schedule, but that won't be for long because Matt Preeby is the real deal. So call the Alaska Center for Natural Medicine at 907-452-3600 and schedule your appointment today.
Welcome back to the conversation here on Health Talk Radio, presented by the Alaska Center for Natural Medicine. Here's your host, Dr. Scott Looper.
Ah, what a lovely bass line, I tell you. So, welcome back to Health Talk. With us today is Corliss Taylor and Ronnie Stevenson. And we're talking about an event at the hospital and other events at the hospital as well, all kinds of stuff that the hospital is doing. And I want to spend some time, the remainder of the show, in fact, talking about, Ronnie, what your job is, managing the therapeutic trials, the cancer trials that you guys are working on. Tell us about it. What do you do?
Well, part of my job is just, first of all, working with the physicians and helping identify patients who'd be eligible for the trials that we have access to. Some of them are therapeutic. Some of them are just observational. But there, and also to help people understand what clinical trials are. There are different types of trials. They go in different phases. They first start out with a small population checking toxicity and efficacy. Then you put that to a larger group.
So once it passes that one, some make it, some don't. Some get weeded out because they're too toxic or they don't work. Other ones show good promise. They go into the next one.
And they go, then they, if that shows promise, they may tweak it a little bit and then move on up to phase threes. But a lot of these things, people are afraid of trials. They think, oh, I'm going to be a guinea pig. Many of these trials are not just randomized trials. We're checking out a standard of practice we know, comparing it to another type of standard of practice that we might be heading for. And people have such rights under a clinical trial. Now, the clinical trials that we carry are through the National Cancer Institute's oncology program. Patients don't get paid to be on trials. But all the people who come to me, even self-referrals, because they know I'm there, they want to contribute. They want to make things better. So not only do we do therapeutic trials, we also try to help people with registries. Say they have a family history of breast cancer, and they want to maybe contribute some of their blood or their specimens to a biobank so they can use it for further research to help further research studies and therapeutic approaches.
So do most people sign on readily, or is there resistance in some folks in terms of doing it? You mentioned people don't want to be a guinea pig, but it doesn't sound that's really what it is. It's not like somebody's going to get sugar pills and somebody's going to get chemotherapy, right? We want to see what the difference between them is. It's not really that kind of research.
No, and what we actually have is a lot of people want to be in a trial, but because of the structure of the trials, the specific things can be.
Yeah, so if somebody has high blood pressure, then that could possibly disqualify them for the trial.
Right.
Or if somebody has diabetes, or if somebody has two cancers at the same time, or something along those lines, right?
Or previous treatment that they've had.
Yeah.
Because
they got to sort that kind of stuff out. Otherwise, it's a complicating factor, and you literally can't do the research.
Exactly.
If you have too many variables going on, they want to keep it simple.
Exactly.
So they create these things in order to make sure that the trials are effective.
Correct.
That we're not wasting everybody's time. You're actually going to get useful information that you can use.
So we have a lot of people that we screen, and actually the people that can be eligible for it is a really small number.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to help even when they're ones that are here. I've helped people try to find the trials down in California or Tennessee. If there's a trial that meets their needs, I'll help them find it.
Ronnie, sounds like an interesting job. How'd you get into this racket?
I was her gopher.
Yeah, I kind of
roped her into it. This is the perks,
huh? Yeah.
We've worked together for years. I first started working in the education department maybe 9 years ago as a diabetes educator, inpatient and outpatient. And we've just worked well together. And just as things have evolved, we keep coming back together and collaborating.
You guys smile a lot. I don't know if it comes across on the radio. I'm here in person and I see big old smiles all the time. So you guys really like your jobs. You really like those car seats, Corliss. I'll tell you, I never heard somebody speak so passionately about car seats in my life.
Yeah.
But I'm a believer. I'll tell you. My boy doesn't get in the car unless he's in the car seat.
Yep.
I love it. And even then, if I let him out of the car seat, he tends to push the buttons and turn the dials. And I thought, oh, what harm could he do? Yeah, we couldn't get our car started. All right. Again, Corliss, tell us about this event. Tell us, not about it, but tell us where it is,
sure.
When it is.
So May 31st, Friday, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the J. Michael Carroll Cancer Treatment Center. Lobby is where we're starting off, registering people, and then we will launch people from there.
Excellent. I want to thank you both. And Ronnie, heaven forbid somebody gets cancer, but if they do, one of the perks is going to be talking to you. So thank you both for being on the show. I want to thank Mike Zuniga for putting the show together. This has been Health Talk. I'm your host, Dr. Scott Looper, Medical Director of the Alaska Center for Natural Medicine, where we find the why to your illness. We treat the cause, and we help you to live the cure. Come see us. We'll be right back.
Thank you very much for listening to Health Talk Radio. This show is sponsored by the Alaska Center for Natural Medicine, who you can call at 907-452-3600. To catch up with our previous episodes, log on to www.alaskacenterfornaturalmedicine.com. Our motto is clear: find the why, treat the cause, live the cure.
Ting-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong-gong